Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. So happy to have you here with Ken and I this evening and our guest, Liana Shauli, who is an amazing woman, and she will be joining us shortly. Ken,
Paula,
how are you, and what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about the image of success, refining your image to project your success into the world. And we have two guests, as you mentioned, the first one, and we have a second one coming up on Jackie Lappin, the second half of her show. This show is absolutely going to take people's understanding of how they project themselves and probably switch it around a little bit. We've got the experts that have taken themselves and transformed themselves, and they've also transformed tens of thousands of individuals. So it's going to be an amazing show.
So they can project that image of success that they really want.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Let me ask you,
Paula, how do you project success? What is this success thing?
Well, are you talking about me, Paula Shaw, or me as a representative of a person in the world? I'll go with that one.
let's try that one.
Well, I think most of us think of an image of success as being kind of a total package. I think it has to begin with an attitude. You don't have to have an attitude that you are something special, that you are someone special, and that you are successful. And I don't think that necessarily has anything to do with your bank account. It has to do with how you feel about yourself inside. And then, of course, dress and how you communicate and your confidence and all of that, I think, is all part of the package.
Well, I think that's right. I think you're right on with that. And I think there's two pieces to success. I think there's the inner game of success and the outer game of success. And the inner game is that place where we're looking at our mind. You know, are we focused on things that are positive, uplifting? Are we focused on pieces that are helping us to create success in our life? On the inner game, right? Our confidence, our wisdom, our understanding, the questions that we ask. And then on the outer game, we're talking about how are we dressing? How do we hold our posture? What are we putting in our body, mind, and soul? And those two pieces combined really help create success and create an image that is, we were talking earlier, charismatic.
Charismatic. You know what comes to me? In 12-step programs, they often say, act as if, you know, or fake it till you make it. And I think there's a lot of validity to that. You know, it's like if you look fabulous and you're feeling good, you know, you're projecting that out in the world. And that's an energetic projection. That's a vibration you're putting out there, right? And in a universe of electromagnetic energy, like attracts like. So if you put that out there, you're going to attract that feeling. You're going to attract those that also are successful and those that believe in your success, you know, and the joy and all of that that comes with it is also part of what you're going to attract.
It sure is. And you know what? Our guest is sitting in her chair.
She knows the real answers.
She can barely wait to get this into the world, her message here. So why don't you go ahead and introduce Liana.
All right. Ms. The Beautiful Liana Shauli. She is the president and founder of Image Therapists International, or Image Therapists International, Inc., even, an even longer name. She's a style expert, globally recognized thought leader. She has two decades consulting CEOs, celebrities, and political figures on matters of self-image. And, guys, they're not lightweight clients this lady deals with. We're talking Bob Mackey, the Canfield Training Group, IBM, Nordstrom's, Coldwell Banker, and more. So, obviously, Ms. Liana knows what she's talking about. So, Liana, you tell us, how do you project an image of success?
I love what you said at the beginning. when Ken asked you what image are you projecting, the first thing that you said, which was very authentic, you said, well, are you talking about that one? Or are you talking about this one?
Yeah.
So what if there's only one? What if there's no one out there even? Mm. What if who you be and how you be and how you come to the world is authentically who you are?
Mm-hmm.
But most of us don't. Most of us have these concentric circles around our heart, around our being, around our essence, because we think in this frontal lobe, which has grown very vastly over the last God knows how many generations, much, much faster than all the other evolution in time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's grown very quickly, and we can't. Our intelligence is now somewhat working against our intuition.
I think that's really true.
You know, and so when we show up in the world today, you know, we have all of these standards and we can't do this and we can't do that and I'm too fat and my boobs are sagging and I didn't get laid last night and I'm not good enough. And like, all of that conversation between your ears, between our ears, is the piece that separates us. It separates one, then it separates the other, then it separates more, and then I have to look like this because of you, and then I have to try to make you happy, and that's not how we want to show up
right.
now, because we're not going to be effortless and engaged and loving and, you know, authentically starting to sing.
You know, even as you're saying that, Liana, I saw like a person who started fragmenting.
We do.
So they couldn't be a whole being
right.
presenting themselves
right.
authentically. I love that image.
Right. So this feeling, I've had this feeling since I was a small child, and I remember I used to look at people and then I didn't look at the person, but I turned around and looked at the beholders, and I knew that whoever this person is and whatever is happening out there, there was either a connection or there was a disconnect.
Interesting.
You know, the magnificence of who we are doesn't need anything except our authenticity to show up. But because we're so wrapped up in our minds, you know, we make ourselves smaller, then we come from contraction. No, we can't. If I start singing now because I'm so happy, then people are going to think I'm crazy or I'm a lunatic. Like yesterday, I was walking through the airport and I was singing.
Mm.
I cannot tell you how many people thought I was insane. They would like look at me like, who is this crazy woman with this platinum hair?
Mm.
But the truth is, when you feel like that on the inside, it doesn't mean you're constantly having to burst out into song or burst out into hugging people.
Mm.
However, that joy for life and the excitement shows up in our face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about.
There is a piece that you just mentioned, you know, so when we are authentic, we are real, we're putting ourselves out there, and it's not, quote, the norm of society, that you're subject to criticism on social media, criticism by your friends, your family, and you know, it's that piece. So somewhere we have to have enough confidence to go, next, thanks for sharing, I'm moving on.
Yeah, but that confidence doesn't show up, and that confidence doesn't show up until we walk into the unknown.
Mm.
Look, I mean, I'm gonna start crying when I talk about this because this is so moving to me. I am around so many people that hold themselves small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like Marianne always says, you're playing small does not serve the world.
Right.
It's like we are so wired in the ontology of our language and of our being and in everything that we do. We're so wired to stay small. Like first they tell us to talk, then we're three, then we're talking, then they tell us to shut up. Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, children are be seen and like, not heard. Yeah. I remember that.
And so the truth is that we become adults, and then it's like, oh no, I can't say that. I can't say I love you first. If I say I love you first, then what if you reject me? It's okay.
Yeah.
But we're not being taught how to live with the, you know what, next. You see children on the playground, my two grandchildren, they go up to someone. Hey, you want to play? No. Hey, okay, they go to the next person.
Right.
Hey, you want to play? No. Mm-hmm. They go to the next person. So there's no inhibition of the masterpiece expressing itself in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of image therapy is you being able to access your own brilliance in such a way that it defragments all the garbage that has been placed on top of your masterpiece, which is not allowing it to shine. And we use clothes to armor. We don't use it as a platter upon which we're presented.
Mm, interesting. So image therapy is actually what your company does, right? Could you talk a little bit more about that?
So it's a process. It's a process that I designed about 30 years ago to really be witness to who you are. Everybody can do it. Any human being has it because you have it in you. Mm-hmm. You are the PowerPoint. You don't need a PowerPoint. You just want.
I love that line.
And you know how that happened?
We did leave our PowerPoints at home today. So good.
That's good.
I tell you how this. I'll tell you how this happened. I was at a convention for 2,000 people, and the PowerPoint didn't work.
Oh.
After they had told me that I couldn't show up without a PowerPoint.
Don't you love it?
And they said, "We're so sorry, Ms. Sholey, it's not working." I'm like, "I don't need a PowerPoint. I am the PowerPoint. Let's just get started."
Oh, I love that.
So the truth is, you are your own masterpiece. If you can't see your own masterpiece, this image therapy process is a tool for you to be witnessing yourself in all your glory,
mm-hmm.
exactly the way you are and exactly the way you're not. Because tomorrow morning, you want to get up and you have a choice. You can either do your best with what you've got, or you can be miserable.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that they're not necessarily feeling miserable, but they're not necessarily feeling ecstatic joy. They're kind of in that mediocre place, right?
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that place.
I'm good.
Right. Everything's good, you know, or this is just the way life is.
Is there exuberance in that?
There's none.
Okay. Would you rather live your life as an exuberant human being, outgoing, full of joy, or would you rather live your life trickling along? Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll tell you, Ken, why I'm so passionate about this.
And you know what? I'm going to have to stop you because we've got to go to break. But I will not forget we left off right there when we come back from break. Thank you, Liana. And we'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. And today our guest is Liana Sciolli. And we're talking about image therapy. We're talking about how to project yourself into the world in a different way. And Liana, we were just talking about what you're passionate about, and I can hardly wait. So what is that?
Yeah, I'm passionate about peace. Mm. I'm passionate about peace, and peace doesn't start on the borders of our country.
Mm-hmm.
It starts here. If I can show up as a peaceful, fully engaged human being.
Right.
If I can be at peace with this gift. If I can look in the mirror and look at myself every morning, naked, dressed, however, mm-hmm. I can say, wow, I am so grateful to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful that I get to live this life for this little bit of time that I have in this body. What a blessing. But we don't do that. Do you know how much energy we waste, Ken, by waking up everyone?
Would that be a complaint?
I can't even say it.
That's a person who didn't wake up with gratitude.
Look, it's really simple. It's like you can live your life from contraction, or you can stop it, or you can live your life from expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need anything, contraction. I have everything I need, contraction. from contraction to expansion. Mm-hmm. So what words are you going to use to describe your life?
How long does it take a person to get there, to this place, this authentic place, this place where we're expansive, where
you really want to know? It can happen in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Okay.
It's willingness. Mm-hmm. If I am willing, okay, I can catch myself in any moment and I can go, wow, that was a thought that I just created. I can change that thought. Look, we're judging animals by nature. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a huge frontal lobe. We judge. Now, how about we start judging in a really beautiful way? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really gorgeous. And you focus on the pieces that are in your life, but we've been trained to not focus on those blessings, not focus on the joy. We've been focus on what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And we do it with our body. Mm-hmm. And we do it with everyone around us. And we do it with situations and hotel rooms and food and cars and, you know.
We actually develop, it seems like a lot of people develop a whole personality around what's wrong.
Absolutely.
It's the what's wrong personality.
And they don't even realize it so much of the time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think, and the difference that I see is like when I first walked out and saw you this morning in the waiting area, it's like you glow. There is that energy coming from you. And, you know, I don't know that you know, Liana, but I work with the tools of energy psychology in my coaching practice. So I am very aware of people's energy and how important it is that our energy is in the right place, because it doesn't matter what words or what we're wearing or any of that. If the energy is not in the right place, it's like the person you just described that wakes up in the morning, oh, God, another day, instead of, oh, God, another day. You know, there's a big difference there.
Yeah, so that piece is what image therapy is about. So you have an inner construct and mm-hmm. you have an outer layer, what you were saying at the beginning. Those two usually don't harmonize with most people. I can put the nicest Armani suit on you, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And put you into expensive shoes and great cufflinks. If you're like this, you guys can't see this, but it's like, wah, 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 wah. There's nothing there. Those clothes, those expensive, that $10,000 outfit is going to be hanging on a shell.
Mm. Or the opposite is true.
I put
the Armani suit on and now I've got so much pride I can't really...
Right.
And navigate
or the other opposite, I think, is how about the person like Paul Newman used to be famous for this. He didn't care what he was wearing or that he drove up in his Volkswagen because he had that inner joy and confidence.
And then there's a balance between all of them.
Right.
You know, I believe that you are a masterpiece. So not living, I always say to my clients, not living in all your talents is like spitting into the face of God. Mm. Is that what you want to be doing? Do we all want to be doing that? You know, in 1993, I had a near-death experience. And I left. And it was beautiful. Mm. It was so beautiful that there's no reason for anyone who leaves their body to actually fight to come back. But I had lots of reasons. I had a young child. Mm. I had so many things that I wanted to do. I had this passion. I'm doing the work that I'm doing because of a relationship with my mother, and I fought to come back. And fighting to come back was really the turning point in my life to say, listen, every single second that I spend here on Earth, every single second that I get to live here, mm-hmm. I get to project that which we are all about, and that's love. And sometimes love isn't pretty. Sometimes it's like I say to my clients, listen, I'm going to get up under you like a boulder and I'm going to lift you up because it's not going to feel comfortable in that moment.
Right.
But comfort is not the place to be when you're getting bigger, you know? So this process of image therapy often is getting in there, turning the keys, dismantling old beliefs, and putting them back on the body. I always say, I get to undress your spirit so I can dress your body. Mm. Because the spirit is cloaked with fear and with discomfort and with old belief systems and I'm not good enough. When you go down to the bottom of it, it's all shame-based. You know, because our mothers or fathers didn't hold us in the palm of their hand and say, you, my gorgeous, beautiful being, are the most beautiful creation of God. And we weren't raised like that. And then we take on that which is less than, rather than taking on the diamonds.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And seeing ourselves as we really are.
Yeah.
I know my guru always says that we are that shining diamond, but we get covered over by layers of dust lifetime after lifetime.
Yes, kimberlite. A diamond is surrounded by kimberlite.
Ah, I don't know that word, kimberlite.
Kimberlite is the earth that surrounds a diamond.
Ah.
It's like charcoal. It looks like charcoal.
That's so you have to chip that all away
to
see the sparkle.
You have to chip it away. And then a cleaver has to take that rock, it looks like a rock, and knows exactly what the measurements are and where to cut it so that it becomes a diamond.
Wow.
And our masterpiece is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're constantly wanting to do stuff to it. Dye our hair, get a boob job, you know, lose weight, do this, do that. And we don't go in when God and the world and everything that's accessible to us is right here, underneath the negative conversation.
So that inner image that we were talking about earlier, that Ken was talking about, is really the most important piece of projecting that image of success.
That's why we start with the inside. That's why so much of this work is, in the beginning, is tears and just letting go. I have women who come to me, to my workshops, or are in a crowd of 1,000, and they come up later and they go, Liana, where were you when I was 25?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you when I was a young woman? Now I'm 85 years old. So we've started a conversation with Hillel, and we're going to bring this to all the colleges all over the United States.
So, Liana, one thing we have not done is tell people how can they reach you? How can they learn more about image therapy?
Well, they can. I'd love to give everyone a gift. It's a video series. They can go to betheoffer.com.
Okay.
And they'll get a whole video series. It's 6 videos. They'll get to hear about your essential formula, because your masterpiece has a step-by-step formula that you are made of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the foundation of image therapy. So it starts with you. So they go to betheoffer.com and put in their name and their email address, and we'll start sending them videos.
How fabulous. Yeah, I'll be on that today.
Yeah, so if you're listening on a podcast right now, if you're not live, because we are live in podcasting, but if you're a podcast, freeze it right now and go to betheoffer.com and get Liana's free offer.
They can join in on Facebook. We've got something happening in about a week. It's called the Closet Cleanse Challenge. So you can let go.
Talk to our Facebook people.
Here, hi, Facebook people. Come to Liana at Image Therapists. We have a Facebook page. Come to the like page and join us for the Closet Cleanse Challenge. Because here's the deal. You guys don't have closets. You have museums. Okay? You don't have museums. You have orphanages. Okay? Clothes that don't matter. They don't have mothers and fathers and brothers. They absolutely do not have shoes to match. So I invite you to cleanse your closet so all that old stuff is gone.
That's great. So how long are you in San Diego? Because I'm hoping you can come and visit my closet.
I would love, you know what? We're going to do that. Actually, you know what we should do? We should live
stream.
And we should do both of you. So if you're willing.
Yeah.
Always willing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're willing, we should do that, and we should actually give people a training.
But wait, I have to go home.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I have to go home and clean my closet before you can come and see my closet.
I know, I'm thinking of all the things in my closet.
No,
good stuff would show up.
And I'll tell you why this is so important. I say this to my clients. I say this to the high-level clients and the regular clients.
Yeah.
So here's, you have spent years accumulating. Yeah. And I can look into your closet and I can tell you the story, your psychological and emotional story.
Wow.
I can tell you when you bought something, why you bought it. I have a beautiful, beautiful story. It's about a minute and a half. You have to tell me if we have time.
Yeah, we've got about a half.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I went into, this was years ago when I went into people's closets, and this woman was not showing me one of her closets. And I said to her, beautiful, gorgeous woman here in San Diego. She's like, why are you not showing me that closet? And she goes, oh, it's upstairs, it's not important. I said, let's go. We go. She opens it. And I look at the clothes and I said, so tell me, from 1982 to 1987, you were doing something that you're not very proud of. And she sits down on a chair and starts sobbing and says, Liana, I have never said this to anyone. I said, yeah, these are your conquests, aren't they? She said, yes. I was a call girl, and these are all the clothes that the people I worked for bought for me.
Oh my God. Oh my That's so don't, incredible.
Sometimes we hold on to stuff that should not be in our lives. And it won't let us continue growing.
We're so guilty of that. My daughter's mantra for me is commit to the cleanse, Mom. Commit to the
That's
cleanse.
Right.
So I can't turn you down because she'll be hearing this and she won't let me.
Okay, we got to get to our next segment. We hope you'll go to betheoffer.com. And Liana, thank you so much for being
goodness.
With us.
What
that
a
was
joy
really
having
amazing.
You with
really
us
amazing.
Today.
So coming up next, we have Jackie Lappin. You won't want to miss this one. So we'll be right back.
All righty.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. In this segment, we are so excited to have with us Jackie Lappin, who is the founder of Speakertunity. She's a leader in helping transformational leaders, authors, practitioners, speakers, and messengers connect with their next followers around the globe. She's been doing this for the past 10 years, and I think probably even before that, we're going to find out more, because she has worked with such amazing people as Don Miguel Ruiz, Dr. Joe Vitale, Hay House, Ariel Ford, James Twyman. You've been out there with the big celebs, Jackie, and I'm sure you have so much to share with us that I'm looking forward to hearing. And your company is also called Conscious. Is it Acclaimed Conscious Companies? Is that?
Conscious Media Relations and the Conscious Companies.
Perfect. I love that. The Conscious Companies. All right. There's so much we want to hear, and I want to know all about Speakertunity. So welcome, Jackie. It's delightful to have you.
I am so delighted to be here with Ken, my longtime friend, and Paula, my new friend.
Yes, yes. And is this the most gorgeous thing she's wearing?
Speaking about longtime friendship, you know, I do want to mention this on the air. So I hired Jackie a while back with one of my books, and I wanted to be on the radio. And Jackie came highly recommended. So I hired her, and she put me on 40 radio stations in 2 weeks.
I told you she knew what she was doing.
This girl knows what she's doing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. With amazing results, amazing shows, just like this show. Mm-hmm. And really, it was phenomenal. Yeah. So thank you again for that, Jackie. Yeah.
How did you get going in this work, Jackie? And how did you get so good?
Well, believe it or not, it started when I decided to be a sports writer at the age of 11 years old. And there were no female sports writers.
Oh, I love it.
But I focused on getting proficient at the skills that I would need, reading the LA Times every single day. And I am really excited to say that I was at the Detroit Free Press at 20, at the Associated Press, and on the front pages of the LA Times at 21, and at the Washington Post at 22. And that kicked it off. But you can imagine how many people just assumed, because I was a girl, that I didn't have any talent in that area. And so they discounted me. Mm-hmm. So I then went on to have one of the largest sports and special events and cable television PR agencies in America. Had offices in LA and New York, and my client list included Toyota Motorsports and the 75th anniversary of the NHL, and major sports brands and companies all across the nation. It was really an exciting time, and we did that for about 15 years. But again, I was the first female female in the sports PR side of the business. And you can imagine how many people discounted me there. Mm-hmm. So what really became important for me throughout my career is not only to give voice to myself, but to give voice to other people. Mm-hmm. And about 11 years ago, I decided to write two books in personal growth called The Art of Conscious Creation and Practical Conscious Creation. And when I did, I realized that there was an opportunity to help transformational leaders, people with a message, get their message out. Mm-hmm. And so then I started doing radio media tours where I would introduce authors like mm-hmm. Ken mm-hmm. to 3,000 personal growth radio shows. And I continued to do that work.
Wow.
But many of those people came to me and said, well, can you book me for speaking engagements too? And so I started to look at that very seriously, and I realized that I could better serve transformational speakers by telling them where they can book themselves rather than doing it for them.
Ah.
So that's how Speakertunity was born. And then they said, well, now you can give me places to book me for venues where I can stand up physically and connect with an audience, but what about if I don't want to leave my home? And that's when our other new products were developed, Speakertunity Radio Insider, where I'm rating my radio list,
right.
and Speakertunity Summits, where I teach people how they get on virtual summits.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of people listening to this show right now, and there would be speakers, there would be authors, there would be trainers out there, and they're thinking, wow, does this work for me? Can I connect with Jackie? Can she help me to take my career to a new level? And what's your answer to that?
I can.
So is Speakertunity, is that something that you publish online, or is it a workshop, or is it a webinar? What exactly is it?
Well, it's actually subscription services. So you can come on to the website, speakertunity.com. You can pick which ones you want. Each one of those three are $35 a month. Very inexpensive
for
the 30 to 60 leads a month that you're going to be getting.
Oh, wow.
And then you just register, and we pop them out to you twice a month. So it's really simple. But there are a couple other opportunities. You know, if you're not really confident in your ability to write the materials that get you booked, I also do a training program. It's called Get Booked. And I teach people to write their speaker one sheet and how to address a speaker booker in writing and in by phone, how to write their radio TV pitch letter, how to write their media kit, how to get virtual summit ready so a virtual summit host wants to have you on the air, and then also how to appeal to a virtual summit host. So
what is a virtual summit?
That's where a number of leaders get together with a host, mm-hmm. and they each offer an hour's worth of really tremendous information to the audience. And mm-hmm. people can usually register for these free, and they get just hours and hours worth of great information. But the benefit to the virtual summit guest presenters is that everybody is reaching out to their list among those guest presenters. So people may come in and listen to you who would never have connected with you in any other way. All of a sudden, now you have people that are on somebody else's list that you have an opportunity to get on your list.
Brilliant.
To get connected with you, to offer your products to. So it's a great list building opportunity, an opportunity to grow your business exponentially. Mm-hmm. So you really want to get on those summits. And one of the reasons we created it is because most leaders look at a summit that they see come across their desk and say, shoot, I wish I was on this.
Yeah.
I should have known about it. So we're going to tell them about it beforehand, all the ones that have open seats.
Oh, that's fabulous, because I have been one of those people that sees those. Now I know what you're talking about. And I thought, I could have talked about that. You know, that's where I should have been. So you're saying you let people know enough ahead of time that they could try to get on the docket, or they could apply or do a proposal.
Exactly. Months ahead, so that
Great.
They really have those opportunities. So we're always
looking. I'm glad I met you. My new best friend.
Thank you. Well, and we're always looking for summits and speaking opportunities and radio shows. So, you know, if people have never connected with me and they have them to tell me about, please get in contact with me. You can go to speakertunity.com. We even have a submissions page.
Oh, fabulous.
And you can tell me about them, so I can share it with everybody else.
And why don't you go ahead and tell our guests about the offer, the gift that you are giving today?
Well, if you would like to know what it is that a speaker booker is looking for, mm-hmm. really have a strong idea of how you can position yourself to them. I have something called 10 Secret Successful Speakers Use to Fill Their Calendar Year Round. And you can find it by simply going to 10speakersecrets.com. And that's the number 10, 10speakersecrets.com.
Beautiful. And this is a free offering?
It's a free ebook.
Oh, wow.
It's got great information.
Oh, that's so
great. What are some of the benefits that somebody will get from reading that book?
Well, you're going to find out precisely what it is that they are going to judge you on when they make a decision as to whether they want to bring you in as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out some of the tools that you actually have to have in place. And it's before, in addition to just a speaker one sheet that we're speaking of, all the other tools that they're going to evaluate you on. And it's going to give you some really good ideas about how to position yourself, how to create that unique appeal that they're going to want to have you for.
That sounds incredibly valuable for people who are aspiring to do that. Because you really don't. If you've never done it before, you don't know what they're looking for. You don't know what you should even propose that you would speak about that might catch their eye, right? Because if they're getting lots of proposals, you want to be that unique one that's going to grab their attention.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how speakers look at it themselves when they start looking at where do I want to actually go speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk a little bit more about that here, too.
Great. So in this product, you're saying that you talk about that?
I'll give you some ideas. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we still.
Well, you know, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions here. So I happen to know you live up in Marina Del Rey, and I happen to know you live across from Chris, the bachelor guy. What's his name?
Oh, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison. Right. Okay. Yeah. So the creator of The Bachelor. So she's in the same neighborhood.
Ah.
So this woman has a lot of success. So let me ask you, what makes you tick? What wakes you up in the morning? Because you've created so much success and so many amazing products and ways to help people put themselves in the world.
What excites me are a couple things. One, when people get connected and grow their businesses through the resources that I provide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love seeing those clicks come through when people are just saying, wow, I love this. This is great. I love the praise, the response. I love to see a laundry list of 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 radio shows when I booked for a client. That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I like to do is to sometimes help somebody who is just getting along in this business and they have really hit a stalled point.
Yeah.
And I can go in and look at their platform and I can say, here's what you need to do from here. These are the opportunities you're not taking advantage of. Here's the areas that are new that you may not be aware of or specialists that can help you with this. And then I begin to make the connections. My real mission in life is to be a connector.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will take one person here, another person there, put them together, and they both benefit.
That's awesome.
So valuable.
Coming up next is recalculating how to communicate and project yourself into the world using some of Jackie's tools. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. And today, our guest is Jackie Lappin. Paula. This has been an amazing interview. It's gone. We were talking before the break here, during the break, about how much information you've delivered. It's been absolutely incredible.
Well, maybe first of all, we should let our listeners know, in case they just tuned in.
Oh, good.
Jackie Lappin is from Speakertunity. Among many other things, she comes from years of helping people get out there and buff them out and turn them into speakers and give them opportunities for speaking, as well as getting people on radio and other media to promote books or businesses or whatever else. Correct, Jackie?
Absolutely. The message that is in your heart.
Oh, I love that. Very nice. Very nice. So you were talking just a minute ago about how you can you take some clients on and you look at their platform, see what's working and what's not, and help them change that. And I was asking, you do that one-on-one, correct?
I do.
And how do people reach you if they go, oh my God, that's what I need?
They can reach me at Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations.com.
Okay. Jackie@ConsciousMediaRelations.com. Perfect.
Okay. So, you know, I was asking you a few of those deeper questions, what makes you tick and what, you know, what wakes you up in the morning. I want to also ask you, when you work with somebody, let's say it's somebody one-on-one, what are you looking to help that person to do? What is it that the outcome is that you usually have for those individuals?
Two things. One, I want to help them be more successful business-wise by reaching more people that are going to help them grow their business. And secondly, I want to help them change more lives. Because really, that's the business I am in, is helping change lives in positive ways. And whether that's through me or whether that's through the people that I help, we are enabling people to reach more people. That's really the goal here. And the side benefit, obviously, is that it adds more money into your bank account because more people are using your services, buying your books, connecting with you in ways that are going to help you expand and grow and serve more.
You know, I think there are people listening right now that are wondering, can I do this? Can I be the speaker? Can I be the person that's out there in the world and doing it? What do you say to that?
I say absolutely. And if you're really, if you have a fair idea of the message that you want, but you don't really know how to tailor it, there are wonderful speaker trainers. And if you actually go to speakertunity.com/resources, I have a list of fabulous speaker trainers that you can connect with that'll actually get you started on this. These people really have a passion to help you get your message out into the world. And then once you get there, once you're actually feeling accomplished on stage, you're going to want to start on smaller stages. And Speakertunity has a ton of local opportunities for you where you can begin to get out into the community, grow, build your message, get it improved to the point where now you can get on bigger stages. You can start talking maybe to corporations or big conferences. But you really need to start at a level that you can make some of your mistakes, figure out how to improve it, see who's responding, and see if you still need more tune-up before you really move up to the bigger stages. And some of that, you can do the research yourself if you want to. The benefit of Speakertunity is that we just save you all the research time.
Yes, that seems to me incredible. It's almost like you have this directory service on your website, right? So you give all kinds of great advice to people who have this desire, and many people do. Many people are reluctant speakers too. You know, they don't even really want to do it, but they have a company or they have a business they're trying to promote. And we all know that the number one fear out there is fear of public speaking. So I think to find those coaches, those people that can help you to ease into that in a way that doesn't traumatize you, so you need to be spending hours in my office, that is incredibly helpful. So they can find all that at speakertunity.com.
Correct.
But there was another offer you talked about in the last segment. I think we should repeat because it was such a beautiful, generous offer. The download of the 10 Speaker Secrets. So that's at 10speakersecrets.com, correct?
That's correct. And with the 10.
10. 10, you mean 10. Oh, yeah. Instead of the word 10, the number 10.
Right.
I was like, 10, what does that mean? And this is a complimentary gift, right? It's free?
Absolutely free.
Great. Wow, so many great resources. So many great resources, Jackie, especially for people who really want to get this going.
Absolutely. Okay, so what's the three most important secrets that somebody needs to know to be able to get themselves out in the world as a speaker?
Okay, so I'm going to give you at least one of them. I'm going to give you a preview, and that's that when you write your speaker one sheet, it is not about you. It's not about all your accomplishments. It's not about how great you are. Now, some of that has to be in there, of course. You need to present how accomplished you are, but it's really about them. What are you going to say or do in your presentation that's going to move the audience to change, act, or get inspired? What can you teach them that will let them learn, grow, and be educated? And if you can convince the speaker booker of that, that's really the most important.
So you're going in telling them what the benefit of hiring you will be to their group.
That's right.
That makes great sense. Because I think, you know, I took a class once in it was called Bye Bye Boring Bio. And that whole was the whole thing she was talking about too, is that you don't want to list hours worth of what you did and where you graduated from and all that. It's kind of like, why do you matter? And what will you do that will help people?
Well, and you know what speaking, a lot of the speaker teachers tell you, is really what makes the audience relate to you is your history of having come from some kind of hardship or difficulty or trauma and how you overcame that. And that's leading to where you are now and what you're teaching. So you really want to give them that so they relate to you and they feel that you have been there. You can teach them. You can be their guide. And so that's really the core of what a lot of speaker teachers will teach you.
You wrote this amazing press release for us. And for listeners that don't know, when they some of the guests come on the show, we send out a press release to a couple hundred press release sites. What's the tip to writing a great press release?
The lead needs to be something that draws the reader in. It's not just who, what, where, when. You might start with a question. You might start with a story. You might start with an exciting benefit. But it needs to be more than a recitation of facts. Your lead must be powerful. And it needs to really corral people to you, bring them to you. That's the most important thing.
So it could even be maybe like a statistic about something that's happening right now. But like, you know, today, people are getting depressed by the thousands or whatever it would be. Right. So it's something that may talk about a condition that exists. Right. That you are somehow the answer to.
And that's the key. The next part about it is how you are the answer to the problem.
Got it.
And that's why they want to come to you. Because the real reason that people respond to speakers, press releases, books, etc., is because they're in pain. They have something that is not yet right in their life, whether it's on a business side or a personal side or a personal growth side. But they're in pain. They're missing something. And you have to be able to provide the solution, fill the void, give them the knowledge so that they can jump over the gap.
Right.
So the answer to the problem. I love that when I think about your business, because you are the answer to the problem of speakers. Their biggest wound is they learn how to speak. They go to their you know, the classes and workshops. And now, where do they go to find a speaking gig, right? I can't tell you how many people I've coached over the years that have come to me and said, okay, I want to speak. And of course, what I tell them, I said, well, I don't know where you're going to go, but I know this. I said, set a goal to speak 21 times in 21 days. And they'll drive them crazy. Now I know where to send them, but let's talk about that. You know, you fill up this, you help put a patch over that wound.
Well, you know, and so many of these speakers, most of the people that come to us are people that are actually, they have another practice or a business that they're actually running. They're not full-time professional speakers. So they have to fill that. So their time is taken up with trying to run their business. how do you add on to that the research to go do this?
Oh, yes.
So that's why we really created this, but because we know they're already stressed to the max. How can we make their jobs and lives easier? Filling that wound, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we created this, because I work with people who are in this industry for so many years, and I know what's in their heart. They want to get their message out to more people, change more lives. And if they're caught in minutia, they get stalled.
You are speaking, you're preaching to the choir right here. I think we all have so little time and so much to do right now. And bless you for creating this that's really going to be helpful for people who want that avenue, who want to speak, who want to get their message out. Jackie, it was just so great having you with us today. You gave us so much value, and I think so much important information to our listeners. So bless you for being here. It was so fun meeting you. And Ken, what's coming up next week?
Coming up next week is an amazing author. His name is Jack Gutman, and he's one of the last surviving veterans of the invasion of Normandy. And he's written a book called One Veteran's Journey to Heal the Wounds of War. Plus, we have Azim Kamisa. He has been hailed by dignitaries such as the Dalai Lama, former President Bill Clinton, and Al Gore about his inspirational message of forgiveness, peace, and hope into a world that desperately needs it.
Ooh,
so it's another
wonderful,
amazing show coming up.
It is. And I happen to know Jack Gutman personally because he's my dad.
He's your dad.
So we look forward to seeing all of you once again with us on Transition Radio. And again, thank you so much, Jackie, for all that you added to the value of our show today.
Thank you, Jackie. That was amazing.
Thank you for letting me be here, guys.
See you all next week. Good evening.